flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
That's a 508. We will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. That is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Choice Friday.
Hey
man, this is your fault.
Damn, I'm kind of happy, kind of sad today on a Bad Choice Friday. You see, Monday was the saddest day, they say, technically, of the year. Mm-hmm. The second Monday in January.
You're back at work, holidays.
However that works out, but it's a positive Friday. The sun is shining, so we want a little happy, and we want it sad. So today, the tune sounds happy. The lyrics are horrible.
Yeah.
They are horrific. So we bring you today the one and only Barry Manilow. Copacabana, Barry Manilow, very up-tempo tune until you listen to the lyrics and realize how dark they are.
He's just a happy guy.
But Barry Manilow is taking on the one and only Rupert Holmes on a Bad Choice Friday.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga.
Two people miserable in their relationship on this happy song. At the end, they reunite, strangely. So is it going to be Rupert Holmes and Escape the Pina Colada song or Barry Manilow Copacabana? Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, one of those tunes coming up on a Bad Choice Friday. Okay, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Oh, birthday time, guys. I would like to wish a birthday shout out to Stu the Brit, who is 36 laps around the sun.
Stew.
How about Fish Sandwich, dealer's choice of old sound bikes from Mike as well. P.S. He still owes Red Lunch from 20 years ago. Yeah. Cheers, guys. That from Sammy D.
Two Oregon Fish
Sandwich. Oh. Two Oregon Fish Sandwich.
Let's see some old ones. What old ones we got there? Like?
Holy Jake.
You like that? Yeah. You like that?
Drop the beat.
Who else is in here?
Can I grow up?
Chestnut.
Chestnut.
Oh, goodness.
What about an owl smash?
Gentlemen, today completes 366 days of my 54th revolution around the sun, and my 55th begins. Each of the next 365 days will be my 55th revolution. You get me? All righty, then. I'll be back in 3 years. Throw me whatever you got. Anything is fair game. That from Craig.
Okay.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Do not God or my father or my boss.
Dip responsibly.
Fellows, requesting a 57th birthday shout-out for myself. I'd like to hear a happy Chinooka and you guys talking all over each other about your favorite or least favorite airline. Cheers, boys. That from Pete, the newly retired ex-pilot dude.
Happy Chinooka.
Oh, man. It's
easy to be birds in there, man.
I'm treated like normal people.
Everybody's always the best.
Just a little bit.
Small one.
What else we got? A birthday shout out for Eddie.
Private.
Guys, can I get a happy birthday for my kick-ass dad, Edward, who's turning 58 years old today? Can't thank him enough for always tolerating my lunacy and supporting me like a best friend. Can I get a fart symphony, a bong rip, followed by an Alan Thicke, and some dad jokes from Miles about getting older? I love you, Pops. Congrats to the 20 years, fellas. That from Brandon.
Uh-oh, look out.
Dad Joke Friday. Guys, I don't know if I told you, but Preparation H is not my favorite brand of hemorrhoid suppositories.
No?
No. But it's right up there.
What happened to the people that tested Preparation A through G?
What?
We know, that's not a joke.
No.
That's just a question, man. Didn't go so well.
Well, they go for other stuff.
Guys, I don't know if you heard, but the Canadian Prime Minister resigned.
Oh, yeah?
I did hear that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Trudeau.
Nice.
Did you know before the crowbar was invented, the crows were forced to drink at home?
Mm-hmm. Crowbar.
I know Mike knows this. Stephen King actually has a son named Joe.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not joking, but he is. Go on, Martin, give me two more.
Let's get two more.
My wife tells me she likes it when I blow on her face when she's hot.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not a fan.
What was the ending?
I'm not a fan.
All right, sorry.
And today the doctor told me that I can masturbate whenever I want.
Oh, yeah?
He said I could have a stroke at any time. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. A couple of extra emails. Let's see what we got here. Who got taken advantage of? Gentlemen, I missed the topic on the yesterday show on who got scammed, but I picked up on the Odyssey app and caught up on the podcast there. Sadly to say, I was the one taken advantage of. I'm the guy that they see a mile away about 10, 12 years ago. I was a very kind-hearted person, willing to help out whoever I could. I was at the time a pot smoker, mentioned to some friends that I'd love to do some work for weed. Finding jobs was hard for me at the time. So I let my heart get the better of me. And before I knew it, I was knee-deep in things that I could not get out of. I had literally no control of my life kind of deal. Well, one day in 2014, I just up and left without notice because I was done with it all. And yes, it pissed them off, but whatever. It was well worth it. I had to stop smoking pot, get my life in order, and live with it. And now I'm a CDL holder and enjoy the job and life as well. Keep up the great stuff and keep on rocking. And from Kevin in Lidwood. Yeah, you got CDL, man. Your pot life is gone for a while.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Fair trade-off.
Oh, yeah.
Almost steady paycheck, you know.
Yeah, the whole deal. Almost scammed. Ola Bacholas. Almost got scammed in 2020. Blame it on my COVID brain. My daughter was born in the fall of 2019, so I had a newborn at home when I fielded a call about my Seattle City light bill being overdue. I panicked. Couldn't afford to not heat my home. Tried everything to pay this thing off immediately. I was so frustrated and panicked, I even offered these guys my debit card number. They foolishly declined to write down my card number. Then they asked me for a Visa gift card. Scam. That was the ultimate red flag. I hung up. About an hour later, I'm like, holy S, I'm stupid. I live in Tacoma. Rock on, guys. That from Dustin.
Dustin, I'm telling you, that's the one I got caught with in like 21 or 22 as well.
What they called you and said?
Right, like it's so overdue, like we're going to cut it off.
Which nobody wants, right, that's a call to action.
Right, it's also like a weird, stressful day, like I said, it's like this giant kid's birthday party, blah, blah, blah. I'm at this bowling alley, and I'm like, all right, where can I go pay it? And they're like, oh, you can't, because it's Saturday. I'm like, there's no place to pay it.
But we called you.
But we called you, and you like you just give us your bank info, and we'll switch it over. Mm. And that's what I was like, oh, No.
Yeah. You ever just want to give them, like, random routing numbers and stuff?
Just for the hell of it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure someone out there in the piss, like, I got hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, listening to a previous episode on the Odyssey app, you guys were talking about circumcision. So, this was funny to me. I was not circumcised. And so I asked my mom, when I was 16, I believe, I asked her, why did you not have me circumcised? I don't care. I'd just like to know what your reasoning was. Instantly, she started to cry. And I was like, oh, no, Mom, no, no, no. You're okay, I promise. I really don't care. So she told me that the week that I was due, she saw babies on TV getting circumcised. And they were crying and freaking out. And she felt terrible and did not want me to go through that. I laughed. And then she looked at me and asked if I was upset that I didn't get snipped. And I said, no, I don't care. I just wanted to know the reason. Thank you guys for reading. The only white TN you'll know in Everett. What else do we have here, guys?
What was she watching on the show when babies get circumcised?
That is
good
a weird
Lord.
One.
Wrong timing. I mean, I told you, like, my buddy, I remember when he had a son, they really went through the struggle. But at the end of the day, he was like, I don't know how to tell him how to clean it.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. I don't
right, because he was like, I'm circumcised.
Yeah, yep. I mean, you know what you know, right? Oh, yeah. That's it.
Family stories. Gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed a little time off there over the holidays. Glad you're back catching up on the Odyssey app about family stories. My eldest brother told a story about my father and my father's funeral. Somewhere around 35 years ago, when my brother was 15, we received a phone call at my home. My brother does not speak Spanish, but my parents are both fluent. My dad was having an argument on the phone in Spanish that my brother had no idea what the context was. Well, after my dad hung up, he told my brother to get in the truck. They drove into town to the local bar, and when they arrived, my uncle, my dad's brother, was surrounded by a circle of men. My brother stayed, and my dad said, stay in the truck. My dad got out, grabbed a 2x4 out of the back of the truck, walked into the circle of men, said something very calmly in Spanish, then walked out with my uncle. Growing up, I always had this feeling that my dad was sort of a badass. But damn, I didn't know he had it like that. That from Ramon.
Yeah, if you just say something calmly to a group of dudes and they're like, yeah, it's all good. Mm-hmm. You are a scary human being.
I told you, my uncle, his neighborhood has changed a lot over the years, right? Riverdale, Maryland.
Sure.
But somehow he's like the godfather of the neighborhood or, right? They've lived in the same house on top of the hill. So anyhow, you know, crime goes up and down. Somebody stole his bicycle.
Look, his bicycle.
Correct.
Okay.
So he's out there talking to the neighbors and they are just stunned. They're like, Mr. Smith. Somebody stole it from your porch. And he's like, yeah. Like, I'm not happy about it. Next day, it's back.
Okay.
I work with a guy named Thaddeus back at Chi-Chi's, right? He's one of the cooks in the kitchen. Thaddeus. And he dealt a lot of drugs, but he was actually a really nice guy, right? Had one of those smiles that lights up a room. But he also had his other side. Anyway, at the end of our shift, someone went to the employee locker room, whatever, but they stole his gun out of his locker. And Thaddeus called everyone together and made it very, very clear that he's not going to ask questions. But when he comes to work tomorrow, his mother effing gun better be back at his mother effing locker. Otherwise, he's going to do research, find who it was, and handle things. So I knew it wasn't me. I'm not sweating it. The next day, a gun was back in his locker, and it was never spoken of again, man.
Hmm.
And I'm like, someone had a gun and could have shot him, and it still wasn't worth even attempting that.
Yeah.
He was that dude.
Mike, you didn't grow up with Thaddeus?
No.
With the high school with Thaddeus. You massive man. Same thing. You wouldn't mess with him either.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, want to chime in? I was catching up on previous episodes over the holidays there on the Odyssey app, and I heard the profile of this question about asking why the girl would freak out about something missing from her Raising Cane's order. By the way, guys, we're talking about the crinkle cut fry. In general, it is the redheaded stepchild of the French fry family, but Cane's does it right. They are awesome.
I'll tell you what, it's having a comeback.
About the chicken fingers. I thought Azell's was the best, but Cane's is definitely the superior chicken finger.
Wow, okay.
The problem with Cane's is you got to eat it quick, like within 20 minutes, or it loses its magic. Now, about the Cane's sauce, I guess that was the thing that was forgotten out of the bag.
Yeah,
which is a big deal.
It is that good. So here's my reasons for reaching out. As luck would have it, we have a Raising Cane's here in Algonia. And as luck would have it, I will be in Seattle on Algonian business. So I could drop off some Cane sauce for you. I can make the drop off. Maybe you could get some Azell's for lunch to give it a try. I don't need to hang with you. I'd be fine just dropping off the sauce, walking away. I'll be coming from West Seattle. Maybe I could drop it off someday in the studio. Thanks, guys. That's from Thomas, U.S. Ambassador to Algonia.
Yeah, please do, man.
And one more. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2024 Dump Button Total. Good afternoon, I do declare.
Once again, this is about a month late, but I do this for free while I listen to you guys while working. Honestly, who cares if it's late or not? I enjoy doing it, so here you are. As you say, if you hate the product, demand a refund for this free program you're listening to. Anyway, the final number of dump button uses for 2024, 72. This is an increase of 4 from last year's total of 68. The total amount of FCC fines avoided was $25,200,000.
Hey, company, you see how we're saving you money?
Right.
Your updated running total on fines saved is now up to $479,725,000, or approximately $239 million hot dogs at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. As always, this does not include Ted versus the FCC. Now, March was the dirtiest month of last year, with 13 drops, including some real treats Miles had discussing what the Joker's diet might be.
I don't remember that at all, but if we had to dump it that many times, it was awesome.
Joker's diet.
I don't remember it either. Other notable drops, May 16th, a caller named Kimmy, who had an entire conversation with someone before and after you placed her on hold and was completely oblivious. July 12th, a woman who called in and was describing Elaine Staley porn VHS.
Oh, God, I remember that.
August 23rd, Wade, who should effing know better by this point, he swears on the air.
That's kind of funny.
That's a direct call out.
Yeah. Last year, one of you, pretty sure it was Ted, asked how I do this. The process is pretty simple. Whatever I dump happens, I just notate it in the notes app and then tally it all together at the end of the year. I did have an algorithm program to pick up on the sound of the clip you play when you dump somebody, but it got all sorts of jacked up about a year ago. Honestly, I don't feel like fixing it. I thank you guys again for putting on an amazing show, and congrats on 20. One more year, and this show can legally drink its own beer. That from Kyle, unofficial statistician of the men's room, and once again, the unofficial DHS liaison.
He does bang up work, man.
Yeah, Kyle, we really do appreciate that, man. That's
and I want to forward that to the company, because in the 20 years we've been here, we've saved them almost $450 million.
Yeah!
It's almost $500 million. I don't think anyone else is doing that for the company.
Hell no.
How are we not rewarded?
Okay. I think we're going to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so we're good. Let's go back in time.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Three cents fast.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck.
One.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck.
Two.
Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping
I knew it. I knew it.
So close.
I knew it.
Time to do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Plenty of sleep last night, Ted. We knew you were doing a redo. Can you believe we remembered?
Yeah, no yawning, nothing.
Nothing.
Bright eyed bushy tail.
Yeah, we know.
Alex, you just use an excuse to go out on Thursdays.
Dude, we do it in the little cabin that we built when we rescued the orphan puppies.
Oh, yeah.
They like to sit around with us. We make them hot chocolate and cocoa. And yeah, I know chocolate is bad for dogs. They watch us drink it.
Yes. Now, the rules on Ted versus the FCC. If Ted happens to lose, we bring back that old Ted versus the FCC for the next week.
Correct.
After three tries, the FCC is retired. I believe we have one of those in existence since we started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one Ted versus the FCC that nobody can get through. But this week, once again, it's round two. And it goes something like this, and I don't even feel comfortable with this one. Short City Shelly sits and Shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Futtbuck. The way that we do, Ted versus the FCC. You need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Incredible story.
All right.
Short City Shelly sits and... Jesus.
I need that back.
Come on.
I know.
That was the
calmest. That was unbelievable.
All right, that's a false start. Give me. Do I get a try, or what do you say? What's the ruling? Mike? Miles?
Look, just call it a false start, right?
False start.
I think it's a false start, but I would say if you do a second false start, the same position, coach is going to pull you.
That's right.
All right. Okay. All right. I mean, they do allow the people to get back out of the pool and
that's right.
Get back up on the...
Short City Shelly sits and shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Foot Buck.
Three times fast.
Short City Shelly sits and shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz, petting Fat Chuck's Foot Buck.
One.
Short City Shelly sits and shy City Shelly sits while sipping City Schlitz, petting Fat Chuck's Foot Buck.
Two.
Short City Shelly sits, shy City Shirley sits while sipping City Schlitz and petting Fat Chuck Foot Buck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Damn. We put one in the win column. In 10 versus the FCC, you are listening to the Men's Room.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota, 5:08. We will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. There's a company looking to hire people to taste test 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco. They'll pay you $1,000 to do it.
That's probably a position that's already been filled.
Yeah, would not doubt it for a second.
Right.
It's going to be flooded with all kinds of applicants.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm not going to be here next week.
Just the week.
I'm busy.
Do they ask for, like, recommendations? You know, any other job you go for. I mean, seriously, because Ted, honest to God, like, if you applied, they said, I've done references, I'd be like, yeah, Ted would be the guy.
Ted's the guy.
Give an honest opinion. Probably had half the snacks. Seriously.
Right, if I don't like it, I'll tell you.
Hell yeah.
Small mushroom.
You know Costco, too.
The hell is this?
God, I know.
I wouldn't eat this on a Super Bowl.
Yeah. No. Sure, I'd have it as an appetizer at a different meal.
Yeah. This is good for Easter.
For football, this doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah. Might want to try this. Stop.
I'm still just a big fan of the turkey pinwheel.
There you go. That's why you're not in this, Miles.
I know. That's tried and true. Like, to me, you got to have one classic there.
But
that's
the turkey pinwheel from Costco is not a snack.
What is it?
They're
a little heavier, man.
Yeah, like if you buy a turkey pinwheel, say a QFC or a Kroger, it's smaller. It's more sack
size. This is why I would be a good reference for Ted to get the gig at Costco.
They're just little sliced pieces of the
but they do them bigger, so Costco, it's more filling.
Yeah, you could eat a couple of those for lunch.
Oh.
You're like the John Madden of food, Ted. Let me tell you about this one.
That is a good call.
Yeah, I mean, right, the size ratio just, to me, doesn't
look at this guy here, the pinwheel, and he wants to eat 2 weeks, boom, got no room in his gut.
See what Costco's doing here? They're too girthy, it's just too much for a snack. Yeah. That's an official meal right there.
Throw one on the plate, get a couple chicken wings, get some dip. I mean, I'm rocking.
I mean, you could, but I'm just saying, to me, it's not a snack size food.
You're not going to go back for seconds. I think that's what Ted's getting at.
Okay.
Look, we had them last year, and we had a bunch left over.
They were great.
We ate them for lunch.
Damn right.
Not a snack.
According to science, the old theory of 21 days to make a new habit is way off.
I had never heard that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So the thing is that you have to do the same thing over and over again for 21 days, and after 21 days, it'll then be a habit. It'll be automatic. Really, okay. What it is. The median time that it takes is actually closer to 60 days, but they said it depends on who it is and what it is that you're doing. It could take you anywhere from 4 days to 330 days.
Yeah, it's not quitting smoking.
That's motivating.
Right. And
so don't quit your New Year's resolution until at least March 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or don't quit it.
Or don't quit, but you know what people, at least that half people are already done with it. I'm not belittling you. I get it, man.
It's about changing your mindset is what it is. It's not about, I'm going to do this for 30 days. It's, no, I do this now.
And I think that's the difference, man. The only thing with New Year's resolutions, some of them make sense. I understand there's only things 100%. You can do, quote unquote, in a new year. But as far as like diet, exercise, like you said, at some point your mind will change.
Right.
If it's April 13th, then start then.
There you go.
It's fine. Just wait it out.
Predictions are being made that camel's milk is going to be the next big immune-boosting dairy alternative.
Who's going to milk those camels?
Yeah, that's where I want your references.
I'm not going to be here for 2 weeks, guys. Got this Costco gig and then this camel milking gig.
Lord have mercy.
If it doesn't taste bad, I don't care. I got to think on some level, bats probably produce milk. They're mammals. Be like, dude, if bat milk tastes good, then let's drink some bat milk. What?
Badger
Why
milk?
Does it matter? Why does it matter?
I don't know.
You're making a
the
face.
The idea of a bat milk. Well, that sounds like something Bruce Wayne has in his fridge.
Bat milk. Sounds like a weird drug.
Bat milk?
Yeah.
If you had never had milk and I walked you up to a cow and said, it has one boob and four huge nipples, but we're going to drink what comes out of there. You'd be like, I'm not, right? But we just do it now because that's what we're used to.
Right.
Look at a cow's udder and you consider how much we consume as a result of that. And it's like, what are we doing?
Right.
Who was the first guy that said, nah, man?
We are enjoying not dry cereal. Right.
I'm drinking that.
You gotta wonder. I mean, it had to be a long time ago.
Well, had to be first.
It's where we start.
I know, but still had one person had to be first.
Sure, somebody's like, actually, that's not bad.
And I watch the calves go there. Our babies do it, but I don't want human milk, so I'm going to go.
People have done weirder things than drink from the boob of a cow, dude.
But like, you watch puppies drink from their mom.
Yeah.
But are we going to start drinking dog milk?
I think it's just because the cow's udder was readily available. I think it was big. It was plentiful.
That's a good point. And, like, dogs only produce milk when they've had kids.
Exactly.
That's when you got to get in there, as I say.
Well, I guess if you're a human, though, technically couldn't a woman, as long as she keeps...
Yeah, if she's lactating.
If she keeps doing it, then she'll keep producing it?
Sure.
Hey. We're on something, fellas. We're going to have a whole...
We got this.
Dairy. You pick the animal.
We milk it.
We got the milk, brother.
You name it, we milk it, right?
You name it, we milk it.
Yeah, we call
it
name and milk.
We just got some mason jars full of a lot of really questionable substances.
We got all kinds of mammals in the bag, bro.
This is squirrel milk.
Yeah.
Ooh, nutty.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of nutty. It's almost like your oatmeal milk.
You ever had kangaroo milk?
We should partner with one of those animal trek farms that have all the crazy animals.
Yeah, why not?
And at the end of it, you think you want to try the milk of one of them? Hey, Miles, go milk the yak.
Okay.
Don't talk back.
Got it. Platypus milk.
Give it a try.
We set a full gallon, Miles. Get back out
set
there.
Set a full gallon. Get on it, boy.
We got a special. We got Yeti milk.
Something wrong with the top of that bucket? Fill it up. That was always my dad's thing. Something wrong with the rest of that glass?
I guess not.
All right. We've been talking about it all day. We recently passed the saddest day of the year, the most depressing day of the year. We've been talking about things that have embarrassed us and bring us down a little bit. So I decided to jump on the train.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
of the saddest facts people are sharing that made the internet weep. It was on a bright, sunny day just like this that takes me back to when I was a kid. I couldn't wait to get home, toss my backpack aside and run full speed ahead out to the backyard so I could play with my best friend. But one day, he wasn't there. Then I heard him in the neighbor's backyard, playing and frolicking and loving life. He never came home again. Traitor. Burn in hell, sunshine. How's your Friday?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Damn. Damn. So these are some sad facts and just headspaces when you think about it. So I'm going to bring the room down here. One of the ones that they have on here, whales that sing in the wrong key.
What?
Sing in the wrong key. Hang on. whales that sing in the wrong key get lost and are alone in the ocean.
Because you sang in the wrong key.
We need to get the hell away from the
Let's break it down to the whales. You're like the guy that keeps insisting on singing at the karaoke bar.
Right.
Your friends are ghosting you. Oh, they know exactly where you're at.
God, there's something wrong with them. Leave them be.
Oh, we can't find them.
Lose the origins.
Yeah. Sticking with the whales, all whales eventually lose the energy to surface for oxygen, so they essentially begin to sink and drown.
Well, I mean, you gotta go somehow.
Yeah. Well, couldn't the whales
what
look,
is he,
could the whales look at us?
Got hit by a truck. I mean,
there's no other option.
Right, the whale eventually goes, you see those humans? One day, they just don't get out of bed.
Yeah, their heart just stops pumping.
That's right. They're done.
They're not even putting in effort, man.
They don't even sing.
The first and only time most men will receive flowers.
A funeral.
Is at their funeral.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Exactly. I like that term. Give people their flowers now.
Give people their flowers now.
Hey, you know what? Or it's like Miley says, I can buy my own flowers.
Yeah. You can buy yourself flowers. I got flowers before I died.
That would be kind of weird if you came over like, what are the flowers for? It's like, I felt like feeling pretty.
I just wanted
yeah,
to
Yeah, then
it
would be weird.
Doggone it.
What would you want at your funeral instead of flowers? Like, I'm not a flower guy. I've never been a flower guy. Like, my wife, she dies. You go, dude, she always likes flowers. I'm sure I'd get the wrong ones. But for me, like, I don't know, man.
But
like,
you know what, dude?
Throw some bass strings in there.
If someone were to give you some flowers and you potted them and put them on your table, you wouldn't mind the look of that.
I would not mind. Okay, flower. I just would not ask for that.
Yeah.
So when I die, like, throw some chicken wings in there or something, man. Thinking, you know, man.
I was thinking food right away. Edible flowers.
Some more
mushrooms.
Throw some doge in.
Dump
there.
Some shrooms in there, man.
We need some good flour in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of flour.
Some more sad facts that broke the internet. Swans can die of a broken heart when their mates die.
I don't like swans, so I don't feel a shred
I'm okay
of
with that.
What do you see a swan? I mean, are they even are they real?
You're somewhere that costs money to go into. That's how I always feel.
Yeah, like there's no you don't go down if anywhere. A swan would live here, right? With all the lakes and all the streams and the rivers and all. Maybe it's too cold for the swan. I don't know how they roll. The geese seem to do fine. But either way, it's just not something that you readily run into. It's like a peacock. I know they're out there. But it's just not the bird you see.
I feel like if I see a swan, I'm somewhere with the kids, and it's a place I didn't want to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm here at their request, and everything around me costs too much, and the people annoy me, and there's a swan. And, you know, I'm sure some swans can die of a broken heart. I think other swans are like, game on.
Well, I lived here for 20 years. I've seen 50 eagles. I've never seen a swan.
Nope.
That would be the one where I go, oh, my God, it's a swan.
Can you kill a swan?
Legally. I don't believe legally, no. They're migratory birds.
You can't shoot migratory
birds.
Yeah. You can't shoot? What about geese?
We were just talking about, swans.
You go goose hunting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess
bird's a bird.
All them birds look like.
I saw the penguin at the zoo right there.
Some more sad facts. There was a...
I think I had my rifle on me.
There was a Japanese Akita dog who each day would wait at the train station for his owner to return from his commute. This is a true story. One day, his owner had an aneurysm at work and passed away.
Yeah.
He would spend that dog would spend the next 10 years waiting at that station waiting for him to come home.
I remember that story, man.
Yeah. It's horrible. I believe they actually put a little statuette at the train station for him after the dog
passed away. That seems right for Japan, though. They're big on honor. That dog's
so honor. The dog's like, yeah. I got him, man.
Did the dog ever go home, or did he just stay at the station?
I think he just stayed there, man. There was a dog on Futurama episode that did the same thing. It was probably the saddest episode of comedy television on the planet. Rips your heart out, man. It sucks.
Futurama.
Right.
Breaking hearts.
That's right. I had one friend that brought that up, and she says, no, I hate that show. It's like, what do you mean? She says, I watched one episode. It was the most depressing thing alive. I was like, I know what episode you watched. Hang on. No.
Honey, are you okay?
Try it again.
I've just watched Futurama.
Just watch it, man. It's a rough episode. Some more sad facts.
Mike, it feels any better. I was watching a college football game, and it was like the senior's last day or whatever, and I was like, and I feel for him. Why am I crying? I didn't go to that school.
Come on, man. Man, he played his heart out for the school.
He grew up in that area. He wanted to play for that school.
Dodo birds were actually really friendly because they had no natural predators. And we killed them all.
Oh, yeah.
It was us.
Were they tasty?
I don't know, Miles. I've never had one.
I mean, why are they... Yeah.
Why wouldn't we farm the dodo bird?
Or was it just easy shooting? Like back in the day, right? They just shot all the bison.
Pigeons are friendly. We don't kill them, you know, in droves.
No.
And they're tasty.
But thrills, right. In like the 1800s, when it was just, I mean, that's what happened with the bison. Like,
throw them too.
We literally just sit here and pick them off. So right. Same thing with dodo birds. Like, they're not moving. Let's just keep shooting them, eating them.
Well, they want to resurrect them. And I'm like, man, you might not want to, because if they have any memory of that, they're going to come back armed.
Pet cemetery.
We remember you.
My God's got a gun. The dodo bird.
You should watch the movie Thanksgiving.
Should I?
Yes. And they developed fangs.
Yeah, I'd bring the dodo back a little different.
Yeah. Some more sad facts. There's a genetic disorder that makes it impossible for somebody to sleep. So far, only 20 people are known to have had it, and none have lived past 30.
I was going
to
say, they're not going to live very long.
What do you do? I mean, just...
Damn.
Party all night.
Like, I just can't sleep. You know, at that point, dude, I don't know how long to live, and I'm not going to sleep. I'm getting effed up.
Talk about having bags under your eyes.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Sad facts. There's been a day when you and your childhood friend got out to play for the last time, and neither of you two knew it.
Correct. I don't think that's sad. I think it'd be sad if you knew it.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if Billy's getting hit by a train.
Oh, damn.
That's not what you meant.
I have a buddy that, you know, I would call him melancholy. Like, he struggles deeply with depression.
Yeah.
And I remember right after we graduated, we're sitting outside. I'm like, this is awesome. We graduate. He's like, yeah, we're not going to be together much longer. And I was like, damn, dude.
Come on, man.
Can we at least go to the parties tonight?
Yeah, I know.
Some more sad facts. Elephants will mourn other elephants in their group dying and will hold funerals for them and will even recognize the bones of said elephant and cry out in sadness.
That I've known.
Well, I mean, that sounds like humans.
Say
there's like people don't cry at cemeteries.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
Like, we feel bad because we know they feel bad.
Mm-hmm. On 9/11, the search and rescue dogs were getting so sad from finding so many dead bodies that the search and rescue helpers hid themselves in rubble to make the dogs happy.
Oh, so they could
find
it alive.
Jesus. They found somebody that was alive. It was actually depressing the dogs how many they were finding.
Damn.
That was a horrible, horrible day. The money in offshore bank accounts 5 years ago could end world poverty for 50 years, they say.
Well, yeah.
Forbes once had a headline, poverty's a choice, just not by the ones in poverty.
Yeah.
Yes. And then this is the number one sad fact that has the internet weeping. There is a recording of the last... Ooh, I'm going to screw this up. Kauai bird singing before it went extinct.
Yes.
It was a mating call sung by a male bird. The song has breaks for female birds to respond. There's no response.
But I say hell, you say yeah. Hell, yeah. Hell, yeah.
And then yeah was gone.
Oh, damn.
It was gone.
I ain't getting late tonight.
Go. Some depressing facts on the saddest week of the year.
Thanks.
To bring you into a positive Friday and the weekend. Rules might be loose in Florida, but for one couple, they definitely found the line, Miles.
What did they do there?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewery. Now, today we toast an unidentified man from Alberta, Canada. Earlier this month, our honoree was enjoying an evening at the East Village Pub and Eatery until he got drunk and started arguing with people inside. Now, we do not know what the argument was about, but it spilled outside and it got physical. As happens from time to time, during a legit scuffle, our honoree's pants fell down while fighting. Unfortunately, so did our honoree, face down. That's where his story truly begins, because remember, it is January in Alberta, Canada. So the guy couldn't get up, not because the other guy clocked him so hard in the side of the head. No, because his penis froze to the unforgiving winter ice.
Oh,
think about it. You get knocked face down, your pants are down. Your junk makes contact with the ice, and now, much like that kid in, A Christmas Story?
Yep.
You're stuck, bro. So there he is, surrounded by first responders, attempting to pry his frozen member off of the sidewalk. Now, the operation was described as, and I quote, an impromptu circumcision.
Oof.
I don't care who you are. That is not a term you want to hear thrown your way.
At least he had the extra stuff to give. I'd be done.
I don't know if that is true as opposed to that, perhaps, perhaps not. That we'll never know. Eventually, he was freed. We do not know what method they use. They say with the minimal damage. But to add salt to the wound, he was also arrested. So there you are. Penis frozen to the sidewall. You cannot get up. First response. And you got to think, everyone at the bar is certainly gathered around you now. One, you're the guy causing the problem. Now you realize, and you have to telegraph this to the guy that knocked you to the ground, right? So the guy that knocked you down, and you had enough. And at some point, you have to say, hey, man, like, I know you're mad at me, but I can't get up. My penis is frozen to the sidewalk. So the first person you appeal to is the guy you're fighting with. When he believes you, he has to call first responders. Now, everyone in the bar is gathered around you. While, as I said, they do their impromptu circumcision to get your ass off the sidewalk. Then you're arrested and taken away.
Damn.
That is a hell of a day. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Bad Choice Friday, coming up next.